This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Now that the Atlanta City Council has given approval to the deal for a new Atlanta Falcons stadium, the question is, what will the neighborhoods do? Yvonne Jones is the chairman of NPUL, the neighborhood planning unit that includes English Avenue and Vine City and the area around the Georgia Dome. Yvonne Jones, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you. Good to be here.
In the vote by the City Council, there were a couple of amendments, and one of them basically said that there would be no issuing of bonds until there was a plan, some specifics for the neighborhood. Is that how you understood that amendment, first of all? Is that what it said?
Absolutely. The amendment stated that before the community benefits agreement was initiated and executed, that the bonds would not be distributed.
So as you understand it, before they issue bonds for the construction of the stadium, there will have to be a specific plan for benefits for the community in writing. Here's what we will do. Is that your understanding?
Yes, in writing and duly executed.
How confident are you that this will happen, given the fact that similar promises were made before the construction of the Georgia Dome, and the neighborhood has not seen the kinds of improvements that were promised?
Well, our mayor, he gave his word. It's in the legislation. Other than that, I'm not sure how much more thorough we could have been. The amount of money that is being proposed to be allocated to the community is $30 to $45 million. That's not that much money. With the need of the community being so great and the state that it is in, it's just not really all that is necessary, especially in a project of this magnitude, a billion-dollar project in proximity as close as it is to a neighborhood that's in despair, and it should have been a greater number. I mean, they asked for $200 million on the blank day for the hotel and motel taxes. I said $200 million for our community.
Two-part question, then. What would you like to see on that list of community improvements? And secondly, have you been promised that the NPU and perhaps other neighborhood groups would have input into what goes on that list?
Absolutely. The community has to play a part on what we need. We know what would be best for us because this is where we live. I mean, we could use that technical support maybe, but we don't need someone to plan for us or plan on top of us. So it's imperative that the NPUL, as well as other community organizations and stakeholders, and just residents, just everyday residents, have a voice and have an opportunity to share in what they think that the community needs.
And you think that will happen?
Yes. We demand that it happens. And so we will put forth all the efforts that's necessary to make sure that it happens. So we're not going to sit aside and we're not going to sit by while somebody, while any entity plans upon us. We're not going to be overrun like that. We refuse.
What would you like to see at the top of the list of improvements for the neighborhood? If you were making a punch list, what would it be?
Well, first of all, we have environmental issues that need to be dealt with. The streets need to be clean and cleared. We have a lot of abandoned properties. We have a lot of blighted areas as far as the environment is concerned and how it looks. We need human capital development. We need services in our neighborhood. We need job training. And we need training that will not only give you a job that's for a poor wage job, but we need career building opportunities for the people in the community that they will be able to be sustained themselves and sustain their families and own property in their community. I also think that small businesses need to be created and also stimulated.
So bottom line, you're glad that the stadium project has been approved so far?
I'm not saying glad, but I'm saying that the community is hopeful. We necessarily didn't want to go as fast as it did the process. However, at this point, the best position for us to be in is a positive one. Our eyes are going to be open, and we're going to be engaged in how the whole community benefit piece goes. So we're here, and we're not going anywhere, and we're going to be involved. And we're going to make sure that the community is not left out.
Yvonne Jones is the chair of Neighborhood Planning Unit L in the city of Atlanta. That's the NPU that covers the area around the Georgia Dome. Ms. Jones, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for listening and getting our perspective. We really do appreciate you.